This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. Sometimes marriage doesn't work out.
No, it does not.
And if that's you, you might want to call 1-800-DIVORCE.
A dicey proposition at best.
That's right. The stats bear that out.
It's the line for me to gamble. We're at a casino, so, man, if you like to gamble here, is this where I gamble away half my stuff?
1-800-DIVORCE. Okay, Buck is back in the studio. We're out here at A&A, and he has prepared our stack watch.
Yes. Yeah, depending on how well you guys are or are not able to hear this stuff, I may be narrating some of it, but I think you're going to be familiar with all of it. So we will start off in Nashville for Vandy, Alabama, and the final call there.
Under center. From the 27, he takes the snap.
That's
going to
do it.
Vanderbilt.
Biggest win in Vanderbilt history.
Is this real life? You bet. Vanderbilt beats Alabama for the first time in a generation. The greatest moment in Vanderbilt football history. Tonight at First Bank Stadium. The final 3 seconds off the clock. That is going to do it. Storm the field, Doors. Storm the field. For the first time, Vanderbilt knocks off the number one team in America. My goodness, what a night. Vandy fans, have your moment.
Always good to get the local call on those moments.
Can I ask a very dicey question?
Ask away.
Was he...
I don't know what was happening there.
Was that?
It was a little, he is having the time of his life.
Well, on fire emojis.
It's Vanderbilt radio. I don't know if they're getting the best and the, the brightest. So I know where you're going with it.
Okay.
Like we all felt it.
Good little call.
Good little call.
So while it was certainly the biggest upset of the college football season, buy or sell that it will not be the last time number one goes down this regular season.
Oh. Yeah, I'll buy that. It won't be.
No, somebody else will get knocked off.
Yeah, look, I think we know that even, Texas and Ohio State, I just don't think there is a great I don't think there's a great team right now. And maybe one of those will develop, and maybe we find out that, you know, that Texas is rolling. Because so far, Texas hasn't been challenged, but no offense, the only game that they've played is Michigan. And I think we look at Michigan, and Michigan's the definition of a one-dimensional team. So, you know, maybe Ohio State, they'll get their test at Oregon. They'll be someone. There'll be another number one team that will go down. I feel pretty good about that.
Well, yeah, and I agree. I mean, I think Georgia – so Texas is getting ready to play Oklahoma.
Yep.
And then they play Georgia.
Yep.
And I have a feeling Georgia might beat Texas.
And then Vandy.
Oh, that's right. Huh? Texas has to go to Vandy.
Yeah.
So Texas will lose.
Yep.
Ohio State would then if you think Ohio State beats Oregon, which that's a big if.
Yeah.
Then they'd probably be number one. Then they have to go to Penn State in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So, and then if it's not, if Oregon beats Ohio State, then it's Oregon.
Yep.
And you think Oregon's going to go undefeated?
No, not the way they're playing. So I just think eventually, you know, whether someone...
And who is it after that? Miami? They'll lose.
Miami, yeah, it's a weird, funky year.
I'd be willing to bet that there is no undefeated team at the end of the season.
There usually is at least one, but you know I see where you're coming on that. But there, I think we're both on board with the another number one will go down. Feel pretty good about that.
Moving on to elsewhere in the SEC, the Ole Miss post-game press conference with Lane Kiffin synced up with the end of that Vandy Alabama game. Here's what that sounded like.
How would you assess just sort of the health of your team right now?
How many timeouts does Alabama have? one left.
They had all three a few minutes ago.
They have one left, 118. Huh? Sorry, I didn't. I mean, this is like a once in a lifetime thing going on. Better watch. You're not going to see it probably ever again.
Oh my God, this is great.
That's great.
That Lane Kiffin is great.
Yes.
So buy or sell that Lane Kiffin is the best press conference soundbite in sports right now.
Oh
yeah.
Overall.
I think he's best in college football, but is it in any sport?
Yeah, in general, man, you're not going to get a lot better than old Laner up there at the podium. He's great, and he's been great for a while, and I think we're just beginning to appreciate him. Like Gundy, you could throw him in there. You never know what that dude's going to go off on. But I'll give you. I love Lane Kiffin on the mic.
He's great, but I don't see enough. Like I want more of him after hearing that.
I know.
I don't see enough.
Well, it's the problem is it's Ole Miss, and you know when they lost, and they're kind of out of sight, out of mind. But yeah, Kiffin's just great on the mic.
Tells it like he seems like one of those coaches who's actually honest.
Yes,
as much as he can,
and he's not afraid to troll, and he's not afraid to have a good time. I am very much pro Lane Kiffin.
The other beauty of that moment was that was just a fan enjoying a big moment.
And that's what he said. He goes, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
You're never going to see this.
No. How many timeouts does Alabama
have? A little bit of a thinly veiled shot at Vanderbilt, but okay. All right. If the winning streak is at one, see if they can continue
that's right.
It.
Well, someone pointed out that quarterback and that coach, when they were in New Mexico State, they took down Auburn. So basically, you know, Pavarotti there, that guy owns the
Diego
state.
Diego Pavarotti. No one likes
it. The three tenors. That guy owns the state of Alabama.
Well, going just barely outside of the top 10, but an upset just the same. Minnesota and USC coming down to the wire. Here's how that sounded at the finish.
Moss to the end zone. Intercepted. Coy Parrish. And the Gophers beat USC 9 seconds away from doing that for the first time since 1955.
So a rough one there for the number 11 Trojans. I mean, the stats in 1955, it's not like they've played a lot. Yeah. So whatever to that.
Yeah,
but we are now at the point where Lincoln Riley, as the head coach of USC, is 22-10. Clay Helton was 23-9. Buy or sell that the USC Trojan program is in any better position than when they cut Helton loose?
Yes, they're in a better position. I think we believe, and by the way, they were in the title game 2 years ago for their conference, lost to Utah, and Williams got hurt. They've won a Heisman Trophy, no offense to Clay Helton. And, you know, this year they're taking their lumps, but they had some defections, obviously, in the transfer portal. Their defense is light years better than what it was. And I think from a talent acquisition standpoint, I still think they're a little bit behind. Lincoln Riley is a good builder. And I think he's a victim of his own success, and that they thought, and I was this way too, that they were going to get it turned around quicker than what they did. And I think the getting the Caleb Williams and the Jordan Addison, I think, put a Band-Aid on that at the beginning of it. And I think you're seeing a program that's going to take some time. But, dude, Clay Helton is not a good coach. Lincoln Riley is. And if USC keeps building this with the defense and Lincoln Riley gets a couple years and gets more of his guys, I don't know if USC ever gets back to where they were. Maybe Lincoln Riley never achieves the same sort of stuff that he did at Oklahoma. But USC is in a better place than when Clay Helton was there. I feel very confident about that.
As chairman of the Clay Helton is a good coach committee,
yeah,
I have to take umbrage with that commentary.
Go for it.
He's a good coach. I think it's very hard to win at USC, and we're finding that out. That said, it sure seems like they're kind of the same. Like when Clay Helton was there and now when Lincoln Riley. But I think that I would put it this way. If I had to bet on the next 5 years, obviously I would want Lincoln Riley to be the coach and not Clay Helton, if that makes sense. Sure. I think Clay Helton, actually, we probably owe him a little bit of an apology. I'm not saying he was perfect, but USC, it's a weird job. Lincoln Riley's finding that out. He is still in the process of building it back up. I have faith in him. I think he's really good. I'm with you on that. But, you know, I mean, we've been talking them up, and here they go disappointing us yet again. Yeah. And Lincoln Riley should take some responsibility for
he
that.
He should, but having watched USC, I watched him play LSU, I watched him play Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And so I've seen hunks of those. The good is good. They're finding ways to lose games. They had no business, and I mean no business, losing to Michigan. And they shouldn't have lost to Minnesota. Now, they did. And that, if you want to put on Lincoln Riley for late-game execution, all that stuff, perfectly fine with. USC is not a bad team. USC easily could get a pelt. Like, they've got Penn State next week. Watch them beat Penn State. USC easily could be undefeated at this point, but they're not. And that's on them. But USC is not some team that's floundering right now and is losing games, in spades and things are a disaster. That's a team that is just, they're sloppy and they don't execute very well.
Isn't that coaching?
In big game moments.
I mean, that's coaching.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Lincoln Riley's got to be better. And the expectations at USC are much higher.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't be losing games at Minnesota. We were talking on Friday about that game, and I'm not pooping on the Gophers because I think PJ Fleck's a good coach, good fit for that program. But that's a game, when these West Coast teams go into the Big Ten, that game right there, those are the type of games you got to pull those out, dude.
Yep.
You don't have much margin for error against the Penn States and the Ohio States of the world.
Nope.
You have to win that game right there, and you had it, and you blew it.
Yep.
That's just, man, it's inexcusable, and it's the difference between, you know, they're not going to have a special season, it doesn't seem. You're right, they could knock off Penn State, but, you can't. I don't know. They're just disappointing. They're always freaking disappointing.
Yeah.
And Lincoln Riley should take some ownership of that. It's like at Kansas right now. Kansas is 1-5.
Yeah.
Look, Lance Leipold, everybody freaking loved him in the offseason. They paid a bunch of money to keep him. But guess what? This is his problem now. They're terrible. They're 1-5.
Yeah.
That's on him. Same with Lincoln Riley. He's going to have to prove it over the next several years.
I'm just surprised at this point that I look at and USC's defense. It's the offense that let him down in that game. And, you know, Miller Moss, for all his, he's got bad turnovers in the Michigan and in the Minnesota game and two of them. And it's been killers.
I'm not going to lie. I'm disappointed in Riley.
Yeah.
Overall at USC.
100%.
I think he can turn it around, but
100%.
And I don't think they should fire him. I think they should keep him. Yeah. I think that's a good hire. Let him build.
Yeah.
But, man, they just continue to let you down.
100% agree.
All right. Are we done there, Mr. Buckley?
Well, dealer's choice. We can do one more or we can get right to in the news as we are a little bit behind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, I want one more.
Fair enough.
Greedy.
Yep. Let's move to Sunday in the NFL, where the Denver Broncos snapped an 8-game losing streak to division rival Las Vegas, or I guess the Raiders, because it was combined Oakland and Las Vegas over that losing streak. But Bo Nix, a winner again, he got into a heated exchange with Sean Payton on the sidelines and was asked about it after the game.
Bo, there was a very lively conversation with you and Sean Payton after that 45-yard incompletion there. What was going on there, and why were you so heated about it?
Yeah, well, he turned and looked at me and said, I love you, and I turned and said, I love you back.
I bet that's not what he said.
No. Buy or sell that Bo's joke-telling combined with his yelling at his head coach and beating a division rival indication that he's becoming comfortable as an NFL starter?
No, boy, I'm gonna sell that. There's a ton of problems in Denver still. The Raiders might be the worst team in the NFL this side of the Carolina Panthers. And I know they've won a couple in a row, but remember, he against the Jets, he completed like
bad.
Eight passes.
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean,
Bad weather.
You know, and Sean Payton explained it. He said that after the game, he said Bo Nix has too much Ferris Bueller in him. That he kind of
I heard him say that. What does he mean by that?
He says that, and then someone asked for clarification. He said that Ferris just does what he wants to do, and he's like, I got to beat it out of him.
Un-Bo Nix too.
Yeah, he wants Bo Nix to do exactly what Sean Payton wants him to do. He does not want him ad-libbing. He does not want him changing things.
I think
that's why
he drafted him.
Yes.
He wants a robot. There's a guy that will do what I can coach this guy.
He thought he was drafting and Cameron, and he got Ferris.
And let's be honest, Bo at this point should not be ad-libbing anything. But, you know, it's getting better, and their defense is great. Look, at this point, is Bo Nix a comfortable starting quarterback? I'm not going to say that. But I think even though it was against the Raiders, there were steps in the right direction.
It's improving. So
it's a progress, but is he comfortable? No. No.
Yeah, I'm going to sell your stock, but I agree with Suk that he's improving. We were talking to Joey while you were away, and he said the biggest, you know, the next step is with Bo Nix is, one, he comes out and he turns it over a lot.
Yeah.
The next thing you want to see is stop turning it over. Well, he did do that.
Yes.
And then the next thing you want to see after that is you want to see him start throwing touchdown passes. Well, he is. Caleb Williams is doing that. Yep. Jaden Daniels is doing that. And now Bo Nix is starting to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he's fully comfortable. I would really like to know, though, what that exchange was about. Did Nix even say, hey...
Payton went on, and you can find it. Payton went on and described that it was Bo checking out of something that Sean Payton did not want him to check out of. And I think
Nix was passionately pleading as to why he checked out of it.
Yes.
Here's what I saw.
Yes. And I guess this was the multiple times that it's done, and Sean Payton basically said, you bleepity bleep, don't.
Yeah. We don't want you doing that.
Think about
You're
it.
You're not good enough.
Yes. It's a pitcher who's a young pitcher shaking off a veteran catcher. Salvi Perez does not like it when Davis does not want Nuke shaking off his pitches.
To bring it back to sports radio, the program director tells me this all the time. He's like, Rob, why are you going off script?
Yes.
You're not good enough.
You are our Bo Nix.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. That is our Stockwatch each Monday at 4:15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.